The Air Force has grounded the 18th Aggressive Squadron at Eielson Air Force Base due to federal budget restrictions. The squadron of F-16s is the same one the Air Force has considered relocating to Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson near Anchorage. But the Air Force says the groundings have nothing to do with the potential relocation. KUAC's Emily Schwing reports.
According to the Air Force, the F-16s will stand down for the remainder of this fiscal year, which ends September 30th. Captain Yost Verdine is the chief for public affairs for the 354th Fighter Wing at Eielson Air Force Base. He says federal budget cuts eliminated over 40,000 flying hours across the nation.
Flying hours that were originally assigned to the 354th Fighter Wing have been cut, and they've been reassigned by the Air Force to units that are preparing to deploy and need those flying hours more than we would.
The 18th Aggressor Squadron is a training squadron. No jobs will be lost from the groundings, and Verdine says the economic impact will be minimal.
During a directed stand-down, the pilots will generally use flight simulators. They'll conduct academic training. Basically, they'll do a lot of different things to make sure they're ready to fly again when it is time to. As a part of it, maintenance on the aircraft, it just doesn't stop. You can't just let them sit, same way you can't let your car sit and expect it to turn over 6 months later.
Because the F-16s won't be flying, support operations for a squadron of F-22s based at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson outside of Anchorage will also end. The Air Force is currently working on an environmental impact statement that's related to the military's plan to relocate the 18th Aggressor Squadron to J-Bear. But Verdine says the grounding is unrelated.
They're two separate actions. One doesn't have much of an effect on the other, because you could look at a lot of bases who have stuff being grounded as well. It's not only us being standing down flying.
The announcement comes a week after the Air Force canceled Northern Edge and Red Flag training exercises, both based at Eielson. Both exercises draw thousands of military personnel from outside the state and the nation. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.